The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has lauded President John Evans Atamoah and the three other African heads of state who are attending the 38th G8 summit in the U.S. for their leadership roles in tackling food insecurity and malnutrition in their countries. She described them as bold leaders who the Obama administration, together with the private sector, will want to support to reduce global hunger and poverty. The three other leaders are Jikaya Kikwete of Tanzania, AU Chairman and Benin's Thomas Yayi Boni, and Prime Minister Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia. Mrs. Clinton said this at a reception for the four African leaders, representatives of the G8 member countries and the private sector, which has supported the Obama administration to address global food insecurity, hunger and malnutrition. Our presidential correspondent Sethia was at the reception and has come through with this report.
President Mills, AU Chairman and President of Benin, Thomas Yayi Boni, President Jakaya Kikwete of Tanzania, and the immediate past AU Commission Chairman, Dr. Jinping, among a host of other dignitaries, attended the reception, which was held on the premises of the State Department. Mrs. Clinton said the bold leadership roles President Mills and his three other colleagues have adopted is worthy of emulation.
These gentlemen are here because they understand the opportunity that is being presented to have a true partnership, a global partnership around the ending of food insecurity, hunger, and malnutrition. And we are very impressed that you have taken this leadership position and the time to be with us. We want to support and build up countries who have leaders like those here before you to take their rightful place of leadership regionally and globally.
Mrs. Clinton said statistics show that about 1 billion people worldwide suffer from chronic hunger, and 75% of poor people who live in rural areas depend solely on agriculture for their livelihood. It is for this reason that the Obama administration has made agriculture and food security a priority.
By improving agriculture, we can together strike a powerful blow against both hunger and poverty. And that's why food security is a priority of the Obama administration. It is both the smart thing to do and the right thing to do. It is a moral imperative to help people escape hunger and poverty. It is an economic imperative to spread prosperity, create rising incomes, give people the chance to give their own children a better future. It is indeed a strategic imperative.
The former U.S. First Lady said the remarkable successes being chalked up in food production can be compared to the first green revolution. She therefore called on the private sector to continue to support agriculture with their money and expertise.
The exciting investments and pledges that the private sector is making. We need your investment, your expertise, your global reach, your commitment to results. We are poised for the kind of breakthroughs that we haven't seen since the Green Revolution. In fact, in several countries, we are already seeing meaningful progress. Feed the Future is working with 19 target countries, and during the past 3 years, those countries have increased their total food production by about 6%, which is 70% higher than the increase in food production among least developed countries. More food is available to more people, more farmers are earning higher incomes, and the ripple effects of health and prosperity are spreading despite the global economic slowdown.
This morning, a symposium on global agriculture and food security will be held at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. President Barack Obama will deliver the keynote address. President Mills, Kikwete, and Prime Minister Zenawi will be discussants. From Washington, D.C., Seth Eya reporting for Radio Ghana.